Even though Sally's wedding happened 8 years ago, she still cries about it, but they're not tears of joy. Her wedding was a disaster from beginning to end. It was the hottest day of the year and it felt like they were burning in hell inside the church. The bride and bridegroom were getting dressed, when one of Sally's cousins came to tell her that she was in love with Sally's future husband. At this, Sally could feel her hands balling up into a fist to really knock her cousin out. To make matters worse, as Sally was coming down the aisle, the train of her gown got caught on a nail that was sticking out of the floor. One of her bridesmaids fainted during Sally's vows, the car that they rented from a small company looked awful, and the reception food was frozen. Sally's husband, Arthur, tries to convince her to forget their wedding nightmare. He always says that all is gone, and their wedding is just like the water under the bridge. But Sally's number one regret was that she didn't get to dance with her husband, because her grandmother didn't like dancing, as her grandmother was very religious and didn't approve of dancing. What's worse is that Sally's parents didn't approve of Arthur in the past, because they felt uncomfortable when they learned Arthur had married before and is 9 years older than Sally. But now, things have changed. Sally's parents love him. They know that Arthur is a good man and a good provider. Now the couple have two wonderful children and a loving relationship.